The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On Thursday mornings, we always check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend.
I did. A very good one. I hope you and your family did as well.
We did.
It's back to work, and boy, a lot going on, of course. we still have this pandemic that we're dealing with. The numbers seem to be all over the board, up one day, down the next, and I'm not sure I exactly know what they mean, but it's a lot to deal with for sure.
It definitely is, and we have positive cases going up. Some of that is because we have a lot more testing going on, so numbers will go up. Our percentages, they're going up, and it really. They're affecting people in that 35 and under. That seems to be where a lot of positive cases are coming from. So we're just asking everybody to keep the same basic principles we've been talking about forever, first and foremost in their mind, right? Social distance, wear a mask. If you're not outside and you're not, kind of with your family, with your friends, try to keep a mask on so that you're not changing germs that you don't want to be changing with people, and wash your hands, don't touch your face, all those kind of things that we've known probably since kindergarten, which we've heard about, right? But we need to really be diligent at doing today.
Sure. Of course, yesterday, the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control announcing 1,537 new confirmed cases. And when I read the number 38 additional new confirmed deaths, I thought, wow, that's, but then I realized they had prefaced this with a note saying that the death count included some deaths of individuals that had been delayed since back in late June, I guess. So
exactly.
So I guess ideally DHEC says that healthcare providers and facilities are supposed to report those, supposed to call them in within 24 hours, but I guess some didn't.
Exactly. You can ask and you beg and you tell them and it's a rule, but, they have a lot on their plate. And if something happens, I mean, it's not purposefully, but things happen. Yeah. And unfortunately, sure. we saw that number high, but that included a lot of other data. I think that was the important takeaway, which you got, which was good, is that not all those were technically our one-day number like normal.
Sure. Now, one of the other things that I've noticed, too, is they indicated that the positive percentage is 21%. It's been that positive rate has been going up, it seems like, almost daily since, back in June or so. Any inside information there on why and what this means?
Well, again, it means we have to be more vigilant. We know where we're having our high spikes in, right? It's the under 35 crowd. It's young people doing what they do, right? Getting together, hanging out. We just need to make sure that they're taking the precautions they need to so that they don't spread it. Because even though that is a very low-impact group, it keeps changing all the time. Sure. What their speculation is on transmission and people being asymptomatic. But what we do know is that eventually enough of those young kids are going to go home to mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, and it's going to get to a vulnerable community. And that's what we don't want to happen.
Right.
So that's why we're saying, I think somebody said it and it was good. It's like, if you're wearing a mask, you're not really doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the other person.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what it is. And, I don't think we should take wearing a mask as a political thing, whether we're tough or not tough or what that is. But what it really means is that you care enough about maybe your best friend who owns a business you care enough about grandma and grandpa that you just don't want to send anything their way. And I mean, let's face it, when numbers get high, people going out and going to restaurants and patroning businesses, you know, down at the coast, you know, you're seeing, you know, a lot of people canceling reservations for Myrtle Beach and for Charleston and Hilton Head, and that impacts our state, it impacts our businesses. So keeping our numbers low is definitely a good thing for our state. And if you know someone that owns a business, it's a good thing for them.
Right, exactly. You know, that's and I was talking about this earlier this morning. It's been sort of a roller coaster, particularly for restaurants, because we've had a number in Greenville to open, they closed, reopen, and in some cases closed again because they had an employee test positive, you know, they have to close down and you get things sanitized and reopen, and that's just tough on any business.
It is, and I know, you know, the governor, we think we talked about it, my weeks all go together now, Joey, 2 weeks ago when they were doing the Palmetto Pledge for restaurants, because that's what, you know, the Restaurant Association was, that was their goal, right, is to let people know restaurants that are doing all the things that DHEC is suggesting they do, so it gives consumer confidence a boost, not, you know, it lets people know that when you go into this restaurant, they're doing all these things they're supposed to be doing. And so please come in. If you want to spend your money, that's where you should do it. And so, you know, the governor stood behind that wholeheartedly, hoping to help businesses.
Yeah. All right. So one of the things that I don't completely understand, and I've kind of asked around, maybe you and some of those researchers in your office can help me with this. Okay, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
We keep talking about the hospitalization mm-hmm. and the number of beds that are being used. And as of yesterday, according to DHEC, 7,991 beds were currently used. Of those, 1,404 were occupied or are occupied by people who've either tested positive or under investigation for COVID-19. This is mm-hmm. about a 75% statewide hospital bed utilization rate. So what is a normal utilization rate? I mean, for example, if we were to look at July the 9th of 2019, I'd love to know what the hospitalization rate was last year. And I can't seem to find that anywhere.
Well, I think there's an average of about what our normal bed is, and I think you could find that on our local hospitals. They know, you know, what was their bed rate at last year, what is it at this year. But I think what the governor was saying is that that's something that we feel good about, you know, that we're mm-hmm. not going to be overrun. You know, in the beginning, that was what we wanted to do, is make sure the hospitals weren't overrun. And so we have... you know, he feels very confident that we are fine in the state we're in. You know, people are back to elective surgeries, and some of those beds in that 75% range is people with elective surgeries. If they have, if hospitals had to cut back, they could to allow more beds. So we here in South Carolina are in good shape right now with that. But what we don't want to do is, like we said earlier, when you have enough young people that the numbers are getting bigger and bigger, eventually it's going to get to the vulnerable community, and that's what we don't want.
Yeah. So you guys feel good then about the 75% hospitalization rate, and there's nothing to be alarmed with that?
No, at this point we feel very good. You know, the guards still being up, us being still under a state of emergency, the underlying state of emergency has the guard up and active. You know, the guard could play a huge part in this process if it would ever come to that. So
sure.
There is a plan. The governor has always, you know, his whole focus since the beginning wasn't just to take care of what was happening at that very minute, but to have a plan in place going forward to make sure that the state of South Carolina was prepared, that we were in good shape. You heard him talk about how we are stockpiling PPE. We have so many acronyms now, Joey.
I know. Yes.
They're so similar. But you know, he is taking the steps to make sure going forward we're not going to be caught in a position that we were caught in before when we never had to deal with something like this.
Right.
And so, you know, he feels very good about where we are. I feel good. We just need everybody to do their part.
Yep. And that's and it's real simple, as you said, you know, wash your hands frequently.
Yeah.
I mean, just all the all the things that that we were taught in elementary school.
Exactly. Don't touch your face. Don't touch anybody else's face. You know, all those little things.
Yeah. Yeah. Always good to have you. Thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks so much, Joe. You guys be careful. Have a great weekend.
Be safe. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.